Tuesday, March 6, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City, Denver, Colorado. It is a windy, windy day here in Denver, Colorado. It's been a windy last few days here in Denver, but blowing all the smog out and giving us nice, blue, crisp, clean skies here in the Mile High City. Hey, you know, we get together every single weekday, and we talk sports with a dose of common sense. Might have just a touch of sarcasm here or there, and we are happy to have you with us here today. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, we did survive Monday. I know it's not that much of an accomplishment, but it's something. We got through our Monday and we are plowing ahead. If you would like to contact us, let us know how you're doing today on your Tuesday. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We do post over on Facebook or Twitter every once in a while. Post the podcast every single day, but every once in a while we might post something else and maybe give you a take on a game or on an event or whatever it might be. So you might want to check us out over on Facebook or Twitter as well. Today on the show, we do have some breaking news, couple stories in the world of sports that I do want to make sure that we touch on. And we have something just a little different for you today. Of course, the 90th annual Academy Awards took place on Sunday night. And they, bizarrely, did have a little bit of a sports angle to them. We were able to run down an expert in that field, and he's going to join us here in just a few minutes, kind of give us an inside look at what was going on Oscar Award night. Plus, the NFL Combine is now officially over. Who are the winners and losers from those underwear Olympics? We are going to get to all that today. First off, in the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers have informed running back Le'Veon Bell they will apply the franchise tag to him for the second consecutive year because, quite honestly, they're just unable to come to a deal on both sides. Now remember, Le'Veon Bell said he would consider retirement if they were to franchise him again. Well, here it is, Le'Veon. Would you rather have a bunch of money or would you rather have no money? Show us your principles. Now, I fully expect Pittsburgh to franchise him, and then I fully expect him to sit out all preseason workouts, sit out all of training camp, and join up with the team late July, early August, because he's going to want to come back and claim those checks, right? Like, nobody just leaves money sitting on the table. I can't imagine Bell will. Might say all those things. I don't think when it actually comes down to it, he's going to turn down all that money. A lot of good money there. In other NFL news, who in the world saw this coming? This is going to be a shock. I hope that you're sitting down. I don't know why we say that. Have you ever gotten news that you actually fell down? I don't know that I've ever gotten news that made me fall down, but just in case, because this is probably going to be a shock to you. The Oakland Raiders have released pass rusher Aldon Smith after yet another off-field incident. What? The Raiders announced the move in a one-sentence statement Monday, 2 days after Smith's alleged involvement in a domestic violence incident. Seems that Smith's fiance told TMZ that Aldon Smith has checked into a rehab facility. San Francisco police have sought Smith in connection with a domestic violence incident. But Smith's fiance told TMZ she was the victim and said that her parents took Smith to rehab at his request. San Francisco police identified Smith as a suspect Sunday in a statement, and they told ESPN on Monday they still want to speak to him about the incident. You know, you see these guys like Aldon Smith, and you just want to fix them because they're so insanely talented. But at some point, you do. You just have to let them go because they can't get out of their own way. Aldon Smith is obviously a crazy talented guy. All these things that he's had off the field, he is still able to step on the field and make plays. But he is just a guy with so many demons. You just have to get away and try to get them the help they need. Aldon Smith looks like he is probably going to be done with football. He's got a lot of other things he needs to focus on. Over in Major League Baseball, got an interesting story coming out. Chicago Cubs pitcher John Lester has a severe case of the yips. The 34-year-old pitcher has struggled with pickoff throws to first base, and he often just avoids throwing. Instead, he'll just hold the ball for an extended period, and opposing base runners stole 19 bases against Lester last season. Over the past 3 years, they have stole 91 bases against Lester. He is a four-time All-Star. This is a very, very good pitcher. But Lester has struggled throwing the ball to bases throughout his career, and he usually resorts to just underhanding the ball after he fields a comeback. Well, it looks like Lester has a new tactic he's going to try. Lester told reporters Sunday he's been working on intentionally bouncing throws to first base this spring training. Referring to Bulls legends Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, Lester said, "We've been working on the Jordan to Pippen bounce pass." He revealed that he's been trying out this new approach with Cubs third base coach Brian Butterfield. Now, I understand Lester's got some kind of psychological thing in his head that he can't make these throws. But I'm just kind of thinking about this. Can we rename that? I'm not sure the Jordan to Pippen bounce pass is exactly what we want. I understand you're in Chicago. I get that. Here's the thing. Jordan didn't do that much passing to Pippen, right? Like, Jordan usually kept the ball and just shot it. I'm thinking you might want to rename that. Like, I know you're in Chicago, but maybe you want to call it the Stockton to Malone. Or maybe you want to call it the Magic to Worthy. Because the Jordan to Pippen probably means you're just going to continue to hold on to it and watch runners run around the bases. Jordan didn't give it up that much. I'm not sure they have thought this through all the way as much as maybe they should have. I'm not sure the Jordan to Pippen move is going to really take off. We'll see how that goes for John Lester. He just can't get around that. And if you watch him on the mound, he gets a comeback and you can see like his brain is about to explode. Like, what do I do? I don't know what to do with this ball. And he just kind of tries to chuck it over to the base. It is brutal to watch. Got to do something. Maybe throwing it in the dirt and rolling it over to the base is the best way he can do it. I don't know. Finally, it looks like Canelo Alvarez has tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug, clenbuterol. Golden Boy Promotions announced, but that the May 5th rematch with Gennady Golovkin is still on. In a statement, Golden Boy said, as a part of a voluntary testing program, one of Canelo's results came back positive for trace levels of clenbuterol, which is consistent with meat contamination that has impacted dozens of athletes in Mexico over the last few years. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's what happened. I'm sure that one of the top athletes on the planet accidentally ate some tainted meat. Like, this guy is eating anything that wasn't prepared by a chef and tasted by a panel of expendable staff members. Come on, Canelo. Come on, Oscar De La Hoya. We know what's going on here. So you took a little something. You're trying to get an edge on Gennady Golovkin. Hey, we all saw the first fight. We know how that went. You probably better take something. But I think we all know what's going on here. Don't worry, Canelo. Oscar De La Hoya, he's going to cover you as long as he can prior to this fight. He's going to tell people it was just tainted meat. It wasn't anything dirty. It wasn't anything illegal. He wasn't taking anything to try to enhance his performance. No, of course not. Of course not. He's in training. He's just eating random meat here and there. It's just how these things work, isn't it? Hey, I'll say this. Oscar De La Hoya can protect Canelo for now. Once you get into the ring, Canelo, you're going to be on your own. You better bring it then, because again, we saw what happened last time. Not sure you're going to be able to get that real friendly judge again. I think people have had enough of her. Hey, coming back, the 90th annual Academy Awards took place in Los Angeles on Sunday night, and they did have a bit of a sports aspect to them. We have a Hollywood insider to help us out with that entire experience and let us know exactly how it looked up close and in person. As promised, we are joined right now by our Hollywood insider. Chris from Hollywood is going to discuss the Academy Awards that took place on Sunday night. Now, he was on the red carpet, rubbing elbows with the whole Glitterati crew on Sunday night. We wanted to try to get him to call in yesterday, but, you know, he's at the post-Oscar parties. He's watching those shiny people throw up in their shiny toilets, so he couldn't participate. Chris, I have to say thank you so much for joining us today on The Daily Dose. We appreciate you being here. How are you feeling today?
Thank you for having me on, Sam. I'm a little bit of a Hollywood party last night. You know, but too many glasses of champagne, but I'm doing good.
Are you recovering? Are you starting to get it under control?
Well, the day's almost over, so I'm barely getting recovered. But you know what? I just popped another bottle of champagne and I'm ready to go.
You are ready to go. Chris, you were in LA on Sunday night for the Oscars as Hollywood did their best impersonation of Louis C.K. while watching themselves on the screen. How was it? Was it amazing? Were you underwhelmed? What was the mood at the Academy Awards on Sunday?
Chris, it was amazing. I got to rub elbows with the Hollywood elite, walking down the red carpet. I thought I was going to be getting an award that night by just rubbing elbows with everyone. Tiffany Haddish bumped into her, said, "Hey, girl, how are you doing?" You know, she looked amazing in her princess outfit or whatever she was wearing. She did that little at the end, while Whoopi, you know, on the red carpet. Whoopi looked good as always. You know, she brought her shoes out like she always does on The View. So Whoopi did a great job. Who else did we see last night? So many people. I can't even wrap my head around who I saw last night. One person that I wish I didn't see last night, though, was Adam Ripton, the figure skater from the Olympics.
Okay.
He was there last night. It was a little weird. He was giving me leather daddy, not working out for us last night. You know, he could have just stayed home. Yeah, it was too much. Mary J. Blige, classy. That is one classy woman. You know, it was amazing just watching her on the red carpet and her nominations that she had last night. So proud of her for all of that she's been doing. Nicole Kidman looked amazing in navy blue. Her look was on point. Amazing. Matthew McConaughey, he's always looking great, you know, got his bow tie on. Amazing. One thing that I did like last night, I felt that a lot of people brought, you know, their mothers to the Academy Awards, because that's something that I would do. I love my mom. If you know me, my mom is my number one fan. We're best friends. Let's see, Timothée Chalamet brought his mom. Margot Robbie brought her mom. It was a family affair last night, which was amazing.
You'd be good taking your mom to an event like that?
Of course. My mom cleans really well. She just put some lipstick on, a really nice fancy dress. Boom, ready to go. Yeah.
Would you say the crowd was woke last night?
Sorry, what?
Would you say the crowd was woke last night?
They were woke, and at the after parties, they were lit.
They were lit.
It was an amazing night last night.
I have a question for you. Before we actually get into everything that did happen, you laid out a few people that you saw. Just your personal opinion. You follow this Hollywood stuff. You've been following it for years. You know a lot of what goes on there. If a guy like me walks up on stage at the Oscars on Sunday night, and I just say these three words, women, dreamers, diversity, how long of a standing ovation do you think I'd get? Like 4 or 5 minutes, 4 or 5 hours? What do you think I'd get?
Right now,
yes.
Probably a long one.
Yeah.
You know, you would get a long one.
Like, I don't have to say anything else. Like, I don't have to have any substance to what I'm saying. If I just say women, dreamers, diversity, like, people are just going to go crazy, even though I don't have anything to say about any of those things. I just have to say that, and I think everyone would love it.
Oh, of course. Right now, that's the whole movement right now, you know, especially last night. We'll get into that.
We will.
We'll totally get
into that. So you're on the red carpet, you're elbowing people out of the way, you're like socking paparazzi photographers in the face as the stars walk by. Is there someone, I guess, that stood out to you in person that you were like, they looked so much better than I ever thought they would in person? Like, just seeing them in person was so much better than I thought it would be.
Well, actually, one that came to mind, you know, when I saw her, I was like, wow, if I can look this good when I'm 80 years old and look, my body snatched, everything. It was Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda looked amazing last night. She had a white dress on. Her face was very beat, which was, you know, she had a lot of makeup on.
Sure.
But, I mean, she looked great. That's one person that I thought that when I first saw her, I'm like, wow, she's even better in person than what she is on the TV. I used to watch her a lot. My mom would do her workout videos, so I know me from Jane Fonda.
That's a good call, because I did see her that night. She is one of the people. I watched a little bit. I didn't watch it all. You have way more patience than I do. I didn't watch it all, but she was one of the people that did kind of stand out to me, where I looked at her and said, wow, no, she, for her age, that's pretty incredible. On the other side, and I hate to put you on the spot here, was there someone that you saw in person that went, oh, yeah, you looked a lot better maybe on the screen and not so much live?
Well, this person, I mean, I love her to death. Her movies are amazing. Her choice of what she had on last night just didn't do it for me. And that's Viola Davis.
Okay.
You know, she had pink on. She was giving me Diana Ross hair. It was just too much. I think if she just would have done classic Viola Davis, she would have been amazing. that's the one person I was really disappointed in seeing last night, unfortunately.
If you were going to name like a winner, and it could be a movie, it could be a person, was there someone that you came away with last night that you were just like, that was the winner, that was the person?
You know what, I'm going to say Sandra Bullock. I thought Sandra Bullock looked great last night. She was giving me a little bit of 70s Cher with her long hair, a little smoky eye. Her dress was beautiful. When she presented an award, she had a couple jokes in there. I thought she was a winner last night, even though she wasn't up for an Oscar. You know, she hadn't done a movie for a little bit. But I thought Sandra did really good last night.
Yeah, I did see her. I thought she did a nice job as well. Is there anyone that, or maybe even a movie, or someone that you were like, yeah, that wasn't their night. They just maybe didn't get quite what they wanted out of the night?
I was a little disappointed with Timothy Chalamet. You know, he's a young actor. People were rooting for him to get that Best Actor award, and unfortunately it wasn't his night last night, but he still looked good. He brought his mom with him.
He's getting big points for Emil on that.
Right there. Exactly.
Okay, Chris, I'm not sure if you've actually heard the Daily Dose sports podcast before, but we are a sports show, and there was a sports aspect to the Oscars on Sunday with Icarus, you know, the story of the Russian doping scandal winning the documentary of the year, and Kobe Bryant winning the Oscar for Best Animated Short. First off, I want to ask you, did you see either of these movies? I saw Icarus. I didn't see the Kobe Bryant short. Did you see either one of those movies?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. Wait, this is a sports show?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes, we're a sports show, Chris.
No, I didn't see any of those movies. It wasn't on my radar.
Do you think anyone at the Oscars saw either one of those movies either?
To be honest with you, I doubt it.
See?
I mean, I just watching the shorts of them when they were, you know, going through the nominations, I was already bored. I think Kobe Bryant just got it, the award, because he is Kobe Bryant. You know, he's the first NBA star to win, you know, an Academy Award, which is great. But it wasn't my cup of tea.
I'm glad that you brought up Kobe Bryant, because I do have a question about Kobe Bryant. Do you think that there was any amount of hypocrisy on the part of Hollywood in giving Kobe Bryant an award and fawning all over him with all of this hashtag Me Too stuff going on today? It feels like the nerds got a cool athlete to come hang out with him, so they were willing to forgive some stuff in his past that might have been a little bit shady, the same stuff they're condemning other people for. Is there any hypocrisy there on the part of Hollywood, in your opinion?
I think so. You know, like, we all need to hold everyone to the same standard. You know, Kobe Bryant is great. You know, he messed up. You know, there's other great guys that are out there that messed up as well. So I think Hollywood just wanted someone, you know, a star, basketball star, to come in, you know, sweep an award and then go home. Again, like I said, it's not my cup of tea.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you should watch Icarus. That was actually a really, really well done movie. It's actually interesting. There is some drama there. There's some things going on in that movie that are actually good. But I know you're watching the Glitterati, you're watching the Hollywood movies, you're watching La La Land and those kind of things. I understand that, but I'm just throwing that out there to you. You'd enjoy it.
All right, I'll make sure to check that out then.
For the record, I got to ask you this, since you know, are in a sports show. What is your favorite sports movie? Do you have a favorite sports movie?
Of course I do. A League of Their Own. That's my
favorite. Oh, that's solid. That's a good movie.
You got Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell when she was a little chubby.
Right.
You know, Gina Davis, Tom Hanks. That movie, I love that movie. Maybe because I wanted to be like them a little bit, because I couldn't play baseball for nothing. That's my favorite sports movie.
Okay. No, I'll give you that. That's actually a really, really well done movie. Tom Hanks is very good in it. I like that. I'm just throwing this out there. I don't like at the end that Gina Davis takes the dive for her punk sister instead of smacking her one, but that's, you know, that's a personal thing. Chris, I got to ask you before you go. If there is a show in entertainment, an award show, a movie premiere, something like that, we would love to be able to reach out to you to get your thoughts on it, to kind of just be an insider for us and kind of tell us what you see, just like you did with the Oscars on this event. Is there a chance we could call you again, have you come back to the Daily Dose?
Of course. I would love to be back. Call me anytime. I'll be right there.
I appreciate that so much. I have to say thank you very much for joining us today on the Daily Dose, giving us your inside take on the Oscars. You laid it out in a way that I don't know this stuff, but you do. That's why we called on an expert. I want to say thank you very much for joining us here on the Daily Dose.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
That is Hollywood insider Chris from Hollywood letting us know what is going on back there. Hey, coming back, the NFL Combine is now complete. Who were the winners and losers, and how is it going to affect their draft status? Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you might as well head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose for all of the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. March's Loot Crate theme is called Playback, and it features items from Back to the Future, Sonic the Hedgehog, Dungeons & Dragons, and The Simpsons. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you type Daily Dose into the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. And if none of those franchises interest you, make sure you go over to Loot Crate because they have a ton of other things over there, and they've got pretty much any item you can think of. From things to your car, to just clothes, things for your kitchen, things for your desk at work, things for your pet. Loot Crate has it all. Make sure that you stop by lootcrate.com. Okay, so the NFL Combine is now complete, and I want to take a look at a few of the winners and losers from the NFL Combine. Now, does it change the player, how they perform in the NFL Combine? Of course not. A lot of times we kind of get that in our mind, and you're going to see on this list here, there are a couple of players that I think in scouts' minds, it has changed for them. Doesn't really change the player. Don't forget, they played games. We have game film on these players. But a lot of times a combine will make a player a winner or loser in the NFL scouts' minds. Here are a couple winners and losers from the NFL Combine. The biggest winner, of course, Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, the number one prospect on a number of boards. He might make it impossible for the Cleveland Browns to not draft him with the first overall pick. Saquon Barkley weighed in at 233 pounds. That's a big boy. And then he ran a 4.440. That doesn't make sense. I mean, a display of speed for that size is absolutely amazing. Then Barkley put up 29 reps on the bench press and posted a 41-inch vertical leap. Yeah, not to mention, Barkley looked great in on-field drills, has leadership skills, was very, very productive. I think that leaving the NFL Combine, I think Saquon Barkley is the number one player in the 2018 draft class. Here is the question that I have, though. Do you dare take a running back, a player that can literally get hurt on every single play that he is in the game with the first overall pick? He's a phenomenal player. He is the guy that would be number one on my list, but that is a huge risk. He can get hurt anytime. You draft a quarterback, you say, well, he can get hurt on these certain plays. If he gets hit, if he runs, if we don't protect him, he can get hurt. A running back, he can get hurt anytime. I think Saquon Barkley is the top prospect in this draft. Can you take him with the first overall pick? I'll give you a loser. It's got to be the most polished passer, at least so we were told prior to all of this, UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen, because he was expected to put on a passing exhibition for us. That was going to bring his draft stock up. Everyone was going to talk about his readiness to be a franchise quarterback. It's not exactly how it went. Rosen kind of didn't live up to the expectations. He struggled with his accuracy. His ball placement was not very good. Rosen missed several intermediate throws. He particularly struggled with the out patterns. And of course, those are the hardest ones to throw because they're a lot longer than they look. And the fact that he did keep missing these throws has to make a few teams question, is Rosen as good as we kind of thought he was? He looks like the prettiest passer, but he's not making these plays. And I realize that scouts probably don't really have that many concerns about his mechanics. He still looks like he has good footwork. He still looks like he has a very strong arm, but his struggles at the combine might give people a couple of doubts. He already has some doubts off the field that may have given some people some doubts on the field. And I think what NFL teams are going to do is they're going to say, okay, so he didn't have a very good combine. Let's see how he does at his pro day. Let's see if he can respond. Let's see if he can have a comeback in his pro day and look better. Now, let's be real clear. I think teams are still going to draft Rosen way too high. But you just watch how wonderful he'll look in his pro day as he throws passes against undefended receivers while avoiding a pass rush of like coaches waving brooms at him. Yeah, that's a true test of game day potential right there. So Josh Rosen struggled. I still think he's going to get picked high because I think coaches will just say, okay, so he just had a bad day. That was it. But look how good he was on his pro day. I think that's what's coming. We have another winner, and it's another guy from Penn State as tight end Mike Gesicki just put on a show in Indianapolis. You know, it isn't very surprising when you have a basketball, football player, volleyball player go out and show what a crazy athlete he is. But Mike Gesicki is a physical freak. Check out these numbers. Mike Gesicki, tight end at Penn State, 6'6", 247 pounds. He ran a 4.5 40. He had a 41.5 inch vertical leap and a 10'9" broad jump. Just for the record, that is taller than Calvin Johnson. That is faster than Antonio Brown was at the combine. And that is a better jumper than Odell Beckham Jr. was at the combine. Obviously, we're not comparing him to those players, but hey, that's an explosive athlete. Now, he does have some questions about his drops. He did have some drops in college, and he's not that great of a blocker. So you're going to have to decide, is he the kind of guy that we can bring in and be an every play type of tight end? Definitely needs to improve his route running. He needs to get better there for sure. But hey, there's no question. Mike Gesicki went out and put up some serious numbers in the NFL Combine. Got a loser. And this one's kind of tough. Michigan defensive tackle Maurice Hurst, because the potential first rounder, he got sent home with a heart condition, and that could actually keep him from being drafted at all. Hurst was a first team all Big Ten player. And while he's a little bit undersized, he showed in his college career, he can be extremely productive. Hurst had 59 tackles and 5.5 sacks last season, which is pretty impressive for an interior lineman. This wasn't a guy coming off the edge. This was a guy going up the middle. You really, really hope that this can be figured out. It doesn't end up costing this young kid his career. He can play. There's no question about that. But you just don't know what to do about that health situation. I really, really, for his sake, I hope the doctors can figure that out. Someone will take a shot at him if the doctors give them reason to think he's going to be able to continue to play. But a heart problem, that's going to scare off some teams. We do have a winner. And yes, we're going to go back to that UCLA team, because UCLA offensive tackle Colton Miller had a pretty good NFL combine. He's 6'9". He's 309 pounds. He ran a 4.95 40. Pretty impressive. He also posted a 31.5 inch vertical leap and a 10'1" broad jump. Then Miller went out and put up a really, really strong positional workout, showed really good movement, showed really good skills, had really good lateral quickness in his feet. Here's the thing. Colton Miller is going to be one of these guys that when you look at his game tape, you say, I'm not sure he's like a first round talent, but he had such a great workout at the NFL Combine. People are probably going to look at him and say, I think he's a first round draft pick. Yeah, I'm not so sure, because just based on his play, no, probably not. But because he was a combine hero, Colton Miller might end up getting selected way, way higher than he really should. The NFL Combine is definitely going to make Colton Miller a winner. Finally, we have a loser in USC running back Ronald Jones, and it's not his fault. It isn't. Because he missed out on the chance to show scouts that he probably is the second best running back in this draft. The problem for Ronald Jones, he tweaked his hamstring during his 40, and so then he couldn't do anything else. Scouts have some questions about his hands. They have some question about any of his pass receiving ability. They wanted to see him go out and do some of the things that they didn't get to see that much on his game tape. He looked like a guy that might be the second best running back, but when you get that hamstring injury, he couldn't participate in any of those other drills. A pro day is going to be needed for a guy like Ronald Jones just to see, can he even catch the ball? We didn't see it a whole lot at USC. Can he do anything other than just run the football? Kind of just an unfortunate situation. Ronald Jones not able to show as much as you know he would have liked to. Those are our winners and losers from the NFL Combine. Again, NFL Combine, hardly an exact science. It is such a weird and a little bit outdated situation. Try to look at these guys, try to figure them out. I still think the best way you can tell, can these guys play? Go back to their game tape and just use these things to either cement what you saw on the tape or maybe give you an idea, maybe this isn't the guy we want to go with. You really just want to check size and you want to check health. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday, and we will have to talk about the latest and greatest in breaking sports news. Plus, March Madness is coming very, very quickly. Want to take a look at a few of the teams out there that just might be heating up. just at the right time. And as we do every single Wednesday, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You know you have to tune in for that. You never know what we might be ranking this week. I have to say thank you so much to our Hollywood insider, Chris. It was great to have you on. You know we are going to have you back again. I have to say thank you so much to all of you for listening to the Daily Dose, for all of you that share the show, that tell your friends, that email us, text us, or message us. It is very, very appreciated. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.